Hi everyone. I'm here with my illustrious colleague, Barry Shore, who's looking impeccably gorgeous today. We are at my Body Confidence podcast, where you entrepreneurs unite to showcase their talents. And before we get into our topic today, my colleague, what are you up to lately, and how can people connect with you?
I just love what you just said. Entrepreneurs unite. That is the EU. You think the EU is the European Union? No, it's entrepreneurs unite. Thank you, wonderful coach Stephanie. Barry Shore here. And you can find Barry Shore at BarryShore, barryshore.com. And I urge you, and Coach Stephanie urges you, to avail yourself of an opportunity to get one of the three books that I published last year at zero cost to you. Well, actually, it will cost you something because you want to invest your time, and that's the most important asset you have. You can get a copy of one of my three books, The Joy of Living, pocket full of acronyms, or O Shift. Keep that F in place. No cost to you. Go to barryshore.com/ebook. And I believe that our dear beloved Coach Stephanie has something special to offer you as well. Right, Coach Stephanie?
Here I go. You can find me at Body Awe, AWE, like an awesome.com. And Barry, I'm coming out. I've come out with my new book, The Body Knowledge
She's
Entrepreneur.
coming out of the closet. Yeah.
Yes. But again, you gave me a beautiful review on Amazon. So everybody check that out. Body Knowledge Entrepreneur. Now, Barry and I, last time we spoke in reference to focus. So, Barry, could you just lay out for us what this focus thing is that is so important?
Thank you so much. I'm going to just, you reminded me of something that I used to do when I was, I think, 7 or 8 years old. And I'm sure most kids did it, probably more boys than girls, but most kids did that. And that was the ability to go outside on a hot summer day with a magnifying glass and a piece of paper and put that magnifying glass somewhere over the piece of paper in such a way that all of a sudden it burned. It didn't go into a pile of fire, but it burned a hole right through the paper. And it was so instructive, it was so fascinating because you realize that what was happening is that you were doing something remarkable. That is, you were able to concentrate and channel the sunshine, which in and of itself was very diffused and therefore only of benefit, we call it vitamin D today, and yet concentrated in such a way that when you did that, you could create enough heat, enough power to burn through something. And then, if you went as you got older, as I did, and we learned about things that in our generation we called a laser. And of course, a laser today is ubiquitous. You learn that it wasn't just the ability to channel that energy, but to do it in such a way that that laser beam could not only cut through steel, but it could also heal. You could get rid of cataracts in an eye. For me, I had LASIK surgery, which was laser, the use of a laser to cure a. I was extremely nearsighted. I could not see a clock next to my bed with huge digital readout until I had LASIK done 23, 24 years ago by a great friend of mine who was a surgeon. And now I don't need glasses, haven't needed them for decades. And it's remarkable. But that's the power for me of focus, the ability to concentrate a certain amount of time in a given day. So when I work with people, Coach Stephanie, I'm going to turn it back to you because I need your input. I urge people to begin with what we call the quarter hour. Learn how to focus your attention on a particular issue that you choose for 15 minutes in a day. And if when you do that successively for 33 days, You do that every single day, 15 minutes. Then you can go to the next level, which is 20 minutes a day. And what we do is over the course of a year, we build up to an hour. And it's really fascinating because when you can do that, you literally, figuratively, completely change your world for the better. So with that as an introduction, Coach Stephanie, take it away and bring us into the stratosphere. What do you recommend for focus?
Well, focus is a very precious energy to me, but I use focus in a totally different way. I use it in a way where we spoke last time, you saw it as distraction. I see it as refocusing in different areas. So your 15 minutes up to an hour would be excruciatingly painful to me. So I have devised my own focus system in which, in between those initial 15 minutes, I refocus in a different area for 5 minutes. And it works because I have to go here. It's not a distraction, my friend. It's not. It's just a refocus. And then when I come back to my initial project, I could see so much more clearer.
How much more clear can you see? I want to be clear on something with you.
Okay.
We are in complete harmony and agreement. I'll tell you why. So when I work with people, and I'm talking about people, for want of a better term, these are people who are extremely successful in their fields. They're either high earners, I'm meaning eight figures in a year, eight figures, or they are super overachievers in academics. They're used to focusing and then they're not. So when I work with them and I use the 15 minutes, again, up to 20 and then up to an hour and such like that, one of the techniques that we use is exactly what you said. The ability to focus 15 minutes or 20 or 30, et cetera, to then leave, do something else, not a distraction, you're right, and then come back to view the picture again brings you new eyes. So
I love coming back with new eyes.
Yes, new eyes. Now, by the way, I'm going to share with you something that I was taught. I'm 75 chronologically. I was taught this at the age of 16. Yes, I was in high school. So almost 60 years ago. Writing is a wonderful exercise. I really enjoy writing. These days, I love writing with pen and paper. I write on the computer. But the real skill of writing is not writing. The real skill of writing, as you know, because you publish books, is rewriting and editing. Not to the point of obsession.
Being obsessed with editing. Yeah.
To get the clarity, it's the ability to be clear in words. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
So what would be one practice that we could part with our audience?
I would urge everybody listening, and thank God we're up to 2,600 people listen on a regular basis. We urge you, by the way, to share this with 5 people. We want to get to 10,000 because it's a critical number. One of the, I believe, most important aspects of your life that you could do immediately in terms of the idea of focus is to select one something every day. Notice I didn't say thing, one something. You want to skip, you want to swim, you want to write something.
I want to hug my husband.
You want to compliment another person on their beautiful attire. Do one thing. Focus on that and make that something special for you. And notice what I mentioned. This is really critical. Think about someone else.
Think about someone else
and make it a focus of your day. a focal point, as it were. That's it.
And you can find my illustrious colleague, Barry Shore, at barryshore.com. And you could find me at bodyawe.com. And I'll see you again, my friend. Oh, we have to do something first.
A hug. A hug. Now,
are you ready?
Knows, hug stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. On the count of three. One, two, three. And our blessing from wonderful Coach Stephanie and wonderful fabulous Barry is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.